Francisco, San.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Officials in Utah think they have figured out who has been mailing the names and social security numbers of suspected illegal immigrants to the media and police. It's an act that Utah's governor says was deplorable. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The list of 1,300 names was compiled from confidential records, and Governor Gary Herbert says investigators have now identified two employees believed to have accessed them.
This tactic by these rogue employees to go out and to single out individuals and their families, and in some cases falsely accusing people of an illegal status, is in fact deplorable.
The employees who work for the Utah department that administers food stamps have been placed on administrative leave, and they could face charges. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
Life in prison without parole, that's the sentence for a former State Department worker convicted of spying for Cuba.
This was a serious breach of national security, and by committing acts of espionage, he grievously violated the confidence placed in him by the Department of State and the American people.
State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley, the man's wife, was sentenced to 81 months behind bars for helping her husband. Apple Steve Jobs admits,
"We're not perfect. We know that. You know that. And phones aren't perfect."
That's why they'll be giving free cases to iPhone 4 users. Those cases are supposed to help with reception problems some have been complaining about. You've got a short-snouted dog, like a pug or a bulldog. Yep, you already know they sound a little funny. Well, now the Transportation Department says those breeds don't do well in the cargo hold of planes.
Anybody that has these dogs really needs to think long and hard before they're going to, or when they're making travel arrangements, as to how they're going to minimize the stress and the problems for their dog.
Veterinarian Dr. Kimberly May says those dogs just can't get enough air and are more likely to die traveling that way. The Dow lost 258 points today. You're listening to ABC News.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day? Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Live from Progressive.
Next on the line is Jake.
Hey, Flo. Years ago, I just went with my dad's auto insurance company. Could I be paying too much?
Maybe. But when we compare Progressive Direct rates to other top companies, you could save hundreds.
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 Hundreds. Is there an echo in here?
Compare and save. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
It wasn't in California, but it was an earthquake in Washington, D.C. ABC's John Donvan lives about a block from the White House and says it was enough to rattle his windows.
The house shook, and there was a sound, there was a rumble, and it lasted 4 or 5 seconds, and then in the neighborhood, car alarms started going off in all directions. And no, it's not a cataclysm, but it is a record setter for Washington, D.C. It was 3.6 magnitude. That breaks a 1992 record.
Maryland and D.C. officials have been inspecting the bridges all day today. Actor George Clooney gets his day in court. Make that an Italian court.
The cameras flashed as Hollywood actor George Clooney made his way into a packed courtroom in Milan. In a hearing that the judge said lasted as long as a movie, Clooney testified against a trio charged with faking and using his name, face, and signature to promote a fashion line. "Good work. You should be proud of yourself," the actor quipped as he looked at photos of himself alongside the defendants, proclaiming them to be fakes. After 2 hours of testimony, Clooney told reporters, "It wasn't too tough. It's easy when you can prove you're right."
ABC's Linda Albin at the Foreign Desk. Good for the Japanese. Starting next week, draft beer will be available on Nippon Airways. For the first time, flyers will be able to tap into specialized kegs installed on board the planes, but only on domestic flights. A cold one will set you back 10,000 yen, actually 1,000 yen, that's around 11 bucks. Only 20 glasses will be available per flight. This is ABC News.
I will not spend my weekend covered in drywall dust.
I will simply fix the leaky faucet.
I will not go to a store so big
it has its own zip code.
I will go to Ace.
And I will get it done fast.
And then I will not leave the couch till Monday morning.
Get four select Ace insecticides for $2.99 each with an extra $2 mail-in rebate. At Ace, the helpful place. Limit four rebates total for purchases made at participating Ace stores July 14 through 19. Additional conditions apply. See store for details.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. A judge in Sacramento rules against Governor Schwarzenegger in a fight over workers' pay. KGO's Abbott Dutton is following the story from Sacramento. Abbott?
Hi, Brett. At least for the month of July, and that's good news for the 200,000 state workers who are waiting to see if their next paycheck would be just a portion of what they normally receive. The judge has also ordered another hearing on the governor's request to compel the state controller to comply. That will take place in August. The governor wants the reduced pay until a budget is signed. The state controller says he can't do that because it might violate federal labor laws and the current payroll system is out of date. Reporting live in Sacramento, Abbott Dutton, KGO Radio News.
And with a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
In Hayward, East 92 after Hesperian, left lane blocked with a two-car crash. Hayward, North 880 before Tennyson crash. Toyota owners, no one is more dedicated or better trained and equipped to maintaining the quality and dependability of your Toyota than your factory-authorized genuine Toyota service center. Visit toyotaownersonline.com, your Toyota owners service resource. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
It's 86 in Livermore, 79 in San Jose, 60 in San Francisco, heading to 100 in the East Bay, 70s and 80s by the Bay today, upper 90s for highs tomorrow. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
The number one health program for over 30 years. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness with Dr. Dina Dow.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. I can't help but start with this one, only because many years ago on this program, we got a call from someone, a mother, concerned mother. Her son, now, I don't remember the particulars, was at a strip club. And one of the strippers was lactating and squirted breast milk into the audience, and it hit her son in the eye. And this was in the early days of HIV. This was in the 80s. And the concern was because research had found that you can spot the HIV virus in breast milk. And her concern was, of course, that could her son get HIV from the breast milk squirted in his eye? And should she sue? I don't remember the outcome of the case, but this one, I can tell you the outcome of this one. We're going to Kentucky. A woman in jail for public intoxication was accused of assaulting a jailer. Now, how would you assault a jailer? I can imagine. You hit him in the head, you knock him down. No. Squirting breast milk at her. WYMT-TV reported that a 31-year-old woman was arrested Thursday on a misdemeanor charge of public intoxication. But as she was changing into an inmate uniform, she squirted breast milk into the face of a female deputy who was with her. The woman now faces a felony charge, a third-degree assault on a police officer, and her bond is set at $10,000. I don't know why that strikes me. Maybe it strikes you, too. This is one of those unexpected consequence things, but it's worthy of our attention. President of Haiti is planning to tell Barack Obama, this is coming up today, that food aid should be stopped, because the food aid could completely destroy anything left of their economy. Can you figure out why? Well, donation of food and water, of course, have been a lifeline for, a million people displaced, etc. But the aid in the long run is going to hurt the economy in the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. I will tell them that first phase assistance is finished. If they continue to send us aid, food and water, it will be in competition with the national Haitian production and Haitian commerce. The priority should be instead to create employment. Country where a high percentage of the population, of course, lacks work even before the quake. Priority should include strengthening buildings to withstand future earthquakes, rehabilitating the environment, which is denuded, to protect them against flooding from storms and hurricanes. And it goes on. Half of the population is illiterate. Anyway, so we don't do that. We don't think long term. It's so much easier to send our excess food that we have rather than really try to do something that would not only benefit Haiti, but the whole Western Hemisphere. Of course. So you can see that local food production. Why would you, if you lived in Haiti, go and try to grow rice or grow whatever is being shipped in that people are getting for free? Makes sense. All right, here's the most frightening headline I've read in a long time. Politicians may unite in battle. Now, whenever you see politicians uniting, look out, America. Sometimes a log jam may be your best friend. One way to achieve bipartisanship in Washington is to tackle an issue everyone agrees on. No, I don't agree on what you want to do here. Childhood obesity. Isn't it perfect? Election's coming up. Everybody can look like they're really concerned about our fat kids and doing something about it. In a city that seems absolutely frozen in its inability to come to agreement on at least what the problems are, there's no disagreement here. But there's a long distance between agreeing that a problem exists and determining how to tackle it. Whew. One advocacy group said Congress should give regulators power to crack down on junk food advertising, which is a contributor to the epidemic. And then the list goes on and on of the things that politicians think we should do to tackle obesity, none of which have ever been tested, and I don't think would work. Here comes the first thing of this bipartisanship approach. And this, the co-conspirators of the Archives of Internal Medicine, suggesting that we should tax pizza 18% and soda that will lower our average weight by 5 pounds per year. They go on to what obesity costs us. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. They looked at from 1985 to 2006, and they looked at the increased cost of pizza, and they noticed a 7% decrease in the amount of calories people consume from pizza. And from that, they conclude that an 18% tax would cut daily intake by 56 calories. I went through my garbage because I didn't decided not to do it on the air because it should be obvious. But, and this would upset you because I've kind of encouraged you to do this, that small increments in caloric reduction on a daily basis, like cutting 50 calories a day from your diet, would do nothing. It's just not enough. Your body can compensate for that. You have to get beyond a certain parameter. So, again, politicians trying to do things that have no factual basis. And this study does not. Just because people ate less pizza and prices happened to go up, well, let's see. There have been more flat-screen TVs in that period of time. Why is it not due to that? Maybe people have more food choices and pizza isn't as popular as it used to be. Maybe people are eating a kind of pizza that isn't as high in calories, more, you know, yuppie pizzas without the cheese. So it goes on and on and on. This is what scares me. When politicians come together, they get all giddy and giggly, and they never even stop to think if they know what they're talking about. And then here comes, when following this up yesterday, how, now listen, when you see the tobacco companies glowing about how they're helping us quit smoking, you know something's up. They are way smarter than any politician in Washington. They know how to market. They know their business. So here we go with Coca-Cola and Dr. Pepper Snapple and Pepsi and blah, 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 crowing how much less soda we're shipping to schools. And they want a pat on the back here. And that may be fine, but I'm saying this hasn't done anything. I don't see, all of a sudden I'm looking around, I still see fat kids. And here in a fine print, the progress report was unable to show if the changes meant that children actually were consuming fewer calories from the drinks available to them. All they can say is these kids bought fewer drinks at school. Now, I have two studies to find that when you take out the vending machines or give kids healthy choices, they still drink the same amount of soda because after school, they buy more soda. So what are you accomplishing here? And, by the way, it's kind of interesting what is allowed. The guidelines allow bottled water, low-fat milk, 100% fruit juice, which a lot of, you know, nutritionists say that's as bad as soda. Not completely. And diet beverages and calorie-capped sports drinks and flavored waters and teas are all allowed. I can show you a study which shows the more diet beverages you drink, the fatter you are. So there's nothing, because a kid can buy a Diet Coke, that means they're healthier? No. That means they're going to be skinnier? No. So why are we doing it? And then here, is this hypocrisy? We talked yesterday about, you know, right-wing Republican politicians who have the worst voting records of all for equal rights for gay people who turn out to be gay themselves, and the psychological mechanisms behind it. And I guess Sarah Palin has used up her 2 feet today again, inserting them into her oral cavity. This is quite something. Sarah Palin, who of course has gone to great lengths to hype and demonize the dangers of changing American health care, admitted over the weekend she gets her treatment in Canada. We used to hustle over the border for health care we received in Canada. This is an appearance she's making in Canada to sell her book. And I think now, isn't that ironic? The irony, one guesses, is that Palin now views Canadian health care as revolting, right? With this death panel-like rationing and government-run administration. Clearly, she and her family found it a lot more alluring, at the very least, compared to the coverage available in America. Officials at several hospitals in the area have declined to give out information on patient visits. And there's a lot of blogging, a lot of yak-yak about that. What do you think? Is that the same thing? All right. Here's this big, long article with obvious conclusions. And I'm going to add one. It has to do with how many women fake orgasm. And the article supports them. I mean, it says, we can't all be in our tip-top sexual form all the time. Isn't a bit of faking just good manners? Societal nicety? Like if someone steps on your toes and you find yourself saying sorry? So if you're just not in the mood, or you can't tear your mind away from your kid's lousy exam results, or wondering whether you brought enough prawns for tomorrow's fish pie. It's coming from England, you can tell. Fish pie? Are they kidding? Black raspberry pie. I mean, excuse me, blackberry pie. So it goes on and 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 on. And I'll tell you something, what just comes through here, they have an advice columnist who sets up the polls in this one. I think these are fine, and you should hear both of these. A letter from a woman who claims never to have had an orgasm, quote, but I do have the most wonderful feelings of bliss, closeness, love, and ecstasy, right? Good. Another one, I have 3 orgasms a night, but I never get those feelings of bliss, love, and ecstasy. What's wrong with me? So in the middle there, the failure is communication. Wouldn't it be nicer if you could say to your man, what's going on, create some intimacy and some communication, and accept the fact that he can accept the fact that you don't, quote, have to all the time, or that you can ask, or that you can guide him, or at least give him a chance. Because if you want to keep things the status quo, and you want to keep your sex life getting worse and worse and worse, I'm thinking, don't say anything. So I'm a great proselytizer for verbal intimacy when it comes to sexuality, and you would be amazed. You talk to couples, and you talk to sexologists, and when they talk to couples, say couples who are in trouble, how little they have. I mean, a man would talk more about his golf game than about the details of his sex life to his own wife, and vice versa. Why people have this difficulty has to do with our, I think, you know, our outlook. Some puritanical, you know, shroud that hangs over all of us that embarrasses us from talking about it. And then we want to talk to our kids, right? By the way, big decline in plastic surgery. Finally, the recession has caught up with it. And it's the minor things. People are doing still the big things, by the way, like breast implants, etc. But a lot of the minor things they're not spending money on. But on the subject of breasts here, a very sad article in the Wall Street Journal today about the percentage of women growing, asking a doctor to remove her healthy breast if she gets a cancer diagnosis in the other breast. I got to tell you something. Other than a couple of very refined, tiny percentage subsets, the studies here find if you have your healthy breast removed, it makes no difference in your survival. You just have this idea that, oh, why would I take a chance? Now, Some women are making some unusual cases here. I'll get to it in a second here. But what really gets me is DCIS, ductal carcinoma in situ. It's called stage zero cancer. It's precancer. And yet when you get it in one breast, 5% of women are getting the other breast removed. This isn't even cancer. Okay, this is never going to kill you. And yet you're not. Not only that, you get your breast removed for it, where at the most extreme, a lumpectomy would be the thing to go. Given a diagnosis of breast cancer does not improve the odds of survival. A new study, National Cancer Institute, reviews data on 100,000 women, and that's what they've concluded. There is a slight benefit for a small subset of breast cancer patients. Women under 50, early stage, estrogen receptor negative tumors, which don't respond to like tamoxifen. And that's it. Doctors say the highest risk to a woman is not from a future cancer, but from the potential spread of a cancer she already has. Removing a second breast doesn't change that. But women say, you know, once they get that diagnosis, they never want to experience the stress of a mammogram or a biopsy, which means you got to take the social psychological factors into account here. And by the way, reconstructing both your breasts, your chest is numb. It's not like a breast implant. Don't fall for that. One woman says here, you're lying next to someone skin to skin. It's very, very sad. It's not implants, and you do have to make sure people understand it. All right? So think carefully about that. All right, you ready? You're going to love this one. There is a real reason that coffee tastes lousy on airplanes. It has nothing to do with a coffee. They can buy the best coffee in the world. And there's something that tastes much better in an airplane than on the ground. Fascinating research from Germany. We'll talk about that. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Do you know if you qualify for the credit card bailout program? There's powerful information you need to know about the Credit Card Reform Act. Banks have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. For free information, call Credit Answers at 1-800-816-0306. That's 1-800-816-0306. 1-800-816-0306. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
Joining me today is Carl. Carl loves his new camper, and he also loves finding ways to save money, like cutting his own hair.
Cereal bowl and scissors, all you need.
Or doing his own dental work.
It only hurts when you're chewing.
He uses tin cans and string instead of a cell phone.
No roaming charges.
But you don't have to be like Carl, because GEICO makes it easy to save on insurance for your RV, camper, or trailer. To see how much you can save, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-442-9253.
I started having symptoms of menopause when I was 47 years old. The hot flashes and night sweats were almost unbearable. I gained 50 pounds, was irritable, emotional, just not myself. As a registered nurse, I was concerned about taking pharmaceutical hormone replacement therapies because there is a history of breast cancer in my family, plus all of the unknowns when you take drugs. So I tried Amberen. Within just a few weeks, the hot flashes stopped. Yes, they stopped. I have been working with Amberen for almost a year now. I've dropped so much weight, I'm no longer irritable. I sleep great, and I have a ton of energy. One of the most important aspects of this treatment is that there are no side effects. I highly recommend Amberen. Signed, Carol Richardson, RN, and very satisfied Amberen customer. For your risk-free supply of Amberen, call 1-800-550-6181. A limited number of risk-free trials are available. Call 1-800-550-6181. That's 1-800-550-6181 or visit stopflashes.com.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting Visa Signature credit card perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with Visa Signature, you get great perks like discounted movie tickets. Use your Visa Signature card at Fandango.com/Visa Signature and get 20% off when you buy $25 in Fandango bucks. Use them to see any movie of your choice, including Disney's The Sorcerer's Apprentice, an epic comedy adventure from producer Jerry Bruckheimer, director John Turteltaub, and starring Nicolas Cage. The Sorcerer's Apprentice is rated PG and is in theaters July 14th. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks, in addition to the points, miles, or cash back you already earn. Check out the full list of perks at Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa. Offer is subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Purchases must be made with a valid U.S.-issued Visa signature card.
Dr. Dina Dell, his intelligence will make you dizzy. So get on the medical merry-go-round. Ride the radio roller coaster with America's doctor. He's got your ticket. Just call 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255.
Woohoo! Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. All right, let's talk to Sheila. How you doing, Sheila? Welcome to the program.
I'm fine. I was listening to a radio show a couple of nights ago, and it seems that Ms. Palin isn't truthful in one way or another. She was in Canada when she made the comment that they had her parents had taken her brother, who burned his foot very seriously, across the border and got fine care. Last summer, when she was in the States, she told the same story about her brother and his foot being burned, and her parents took him to Juneau, Alaska.
Okay, let me read here. You know, we're all slave to, quote, our sources. And this one admitted she used to get treatment. I'll give you her quote. That's quoted in this thing here. We used to hustle over the border for health care we received in Canada. And I think now, isn't that ironic? So that could fit what you just said, right? We used to hustle. It sounds like it's been more than once. And
she was in Canada. Speaking.
Yeah, she's in Canada. Yeah, she's in that. Yeah, she is in Canada now promoting her book. Yes, you're absolutely right. This is a statement that she has made at a Barnes & Noble in Canada, which is where I'm getting this from. So what can I tell you? I love talk radio because between all of us, we'll get to the bottom of it. Either way, listen. We don't talk about her enough in this program. She's such wonderful fodder. So whether she did or she didn't, and why did her father do that, and does she have anything at all nice to say about the Canadian system? See, I don't want to get distracted by this, but I just think that in the public, and I fall prey to this, I have to. When the world is reduced to sound bites, you have to go to extremes. It helps people frame their feelings about things and their arguments. So nobody wants to deal with the vicissitudes of the grays that are between the polar opposites and all issues. But that's where life is. It's in the gray area. It's not the black or white. You know, Canadian healthcare system is all evil. It's all terrible. It's our system is all great. And that doesn't get us anywhere. It's naive, but boy, it sways voters. Gives people something to put on a sign to hold up in front of a television camera. And that's what it is. And some political parties are way better at this than others. They are sometimes genius at it. It's the same kind of genius you see that is thrown at us by the marketing whizzes of Madison Avenue. Can get us to buy anything. Get us to do anything. Anything they want. So I would be interested in a discussion about it. If it was her brother, did he get good care? You know, does she have any praise for that system? Or is it all evil, et cetera? Because I think when you get somebody in those in-between areas, that's where you find out their intelligence. That's where you find out what they know about an issue. It's so easy because we never see these politicians in anything other than two-minute formats. They answer a bunch of questions, and it's short form. There's no depth. And, you know, we go home satisfied on basically junk food. So, all right, let's move on. Let's talk to Ann. How you doing, Ann? Welcome to the program.
Hi. Yes, thank you for taking my call. I was wondering, my son's girlfriend is 26 and she's pregnant. She goes to, acupuncture. I'm wondering if there's any sort of risk. I'm just concerned that the amniotic fluid not, you know, be punctured.
Yes, where she's getting acupuncture for what?
She's been experiencing, morning sickness, and I think that's part of it. I really haven't asked her too much.
Yeah, well, if she's experiencing morning sickness, the needle should go around the wrist area. And yes, lungs have been punctured, body parts have been punctured. It's fairly... uncommon. I don't think we know of all the cases because, after all, a very, very thin needle punctures into a body cavity. It would probably heal up by itself. There's been some hepatitis with dirty needles. But overall, relatively safe. Thing is, it's about its efficacy. And if they want to stick it on her belly, which I doubt, but she wants to treat the morning sickness, the little placebo effect she might get could help her. But morning sickness is a sign of a healthy pregnancy. All right, I want to talk to you about why coffee tastes bad on airplanes. It has nothing to do with the coffee.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. A judge has denied Governor Schwarzenegger's demand to pay state workers a minimum wage until the state gets a new budget. But more hearings on the idea are scheduled through the summer. The governor has signed the bill authorizing a new panel to oversee BART police. Apple today offered free cases for the iPhone 4 to solve the phone's reception problems until they develop a permanent fix. California's jobless rate dropped another 0.1% to 12.3% in June. That's just down slightly from April and May. The cap on the Gulf, well, is still holding today. And the weather for the Bay Area, 50s and 60s overnight, 80s by the Bay, up to 100 inland tomorrow. This is KGO.
As part of the Summer Home Organization event, the Home Depot has made a special buy on four-tier shelving units for just $29.88. You can get them in wood or deco wire, and at that price, you can pick up a few of our new colorful totes at a great value, too. Put everything in its right place, including the savings in your wallet. All thanks to those four-tier shelving units, just $29.88 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe with some important information about the big tire sale.
Well, that about sums it up, really. It's a tire sale, and it's big.
I'll say, when you buy four Goodyear, Continental, Hankook, Yokohama, or Pirelli tires, you get a $100 cash rebate. $100. You forgot to mention that, Mike.
Well, that's why you're here.
Thank you.
It's the big tire sale at your Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers.
See participating California dealership or visit genuineservice.com for mail-in rebate and details through 83110.
What could be better than Orchard Supply Hardware's no sales tax event this weekend, where we pay the sales tax on everything in the store? Well, you can also find Zinsser 123 Primer, only $12.99 after a $4 mail-in rebate, so you can cover up stains or perhaps your first brilliant mistake. And 16-inch patio pavers, only $3.99 each, so you can walk on by, walk alone, or walk like a man on your new patio or walkway. But don't forget the tradition of we pay the sales tax. We think it started in the 1960s and became a cultural phenomenon. Shopping at Osh during our We Pay the Sales Tax event was a symbol of fiscal responsibility. Californians loved it. Homeowners did it. Farmers did it. Even surfers did it. And nothing says fiscal responsibility like a surfer. Orchard Supply Hardware. Where we pay the sales tax all weekend long, dude.
Hey, fellas, before we go to the game, listen up, we got to pick up a few things. Since I just got my Chase Real Cash debit card, whatever we got to get, I got it.
Hold on, I just got a Chase Real Cash debit card, too, and I want to get cash back.
I got one, too.
Introducing the Chase Real Cash debit card. It pays you up to 3% cash back automatically for everyday qualifying purchases at everyday places. Grocery stores, gas stations, coffee shops, fast food restaurants, even drugstores. And best of all, your cash back is automatically deposited monthly into your Chase checking account.
Okay, guys, let's make this quick. We know we can get cash back on things we got to get, so here's how we can get what we got to get so everybody gets cash back on what we're getting at the places we're getting it. So, if you're the one getting it, call Got It.
Got it.
Gas station.
Got it.
Coffee shop.
Got it.
Grocery store.
Got it.
Drug store.
Got it.
Everybody got it?
Got it.
Good.
The Real Cash debit card from Chase. Visit a branch or chase.com/realcash for details. Chase what matters.
$25 annual fee. Cashback percentage determined by total monthly non-PIN purchases and up to 3% cashback on non-PIN purchases in 5 real cash categories at qualifying merchants. Annual cashback cap of $500. Certain limitations apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. Member FDIC. Got it?
Now you can get KGO News Talk 810 wherever you go with the new KGO app. You can listen live, get show information, and get access to exclusive content, including local news and podcasts from Ron Owens, Gene Burns, and Gil Gross, all on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Download it today from the iTunes App Store or BlackBerry App World. Your new free app from News Talk 810 and KGORadio.com. Toyota owners, no one is more dedicated or better trained and equipped to maintain the quality and dependability of your Toyota than your factory-authorized, genuine Toyota Service Center. Visit toyotaownersonline.com, your Toyota owners service resource.
Then on the ground, that coffee tastes worse in an airplane than on the ground. Low atmospheric pressure suppresses the experience of sweet and salty tastes, whereas sour comes through unchanged and bitter is intensified. This is coming from German flavor chemists. They asked taste testers to rate their perception of different foods and wine sitting in a partial air bus in a chamber with adjustable pressure. At sea level pressure, tomato juice was perceived as musty. But as they lowered the pressure up to flight pressure, typical in a flight, they found that the tomato juice was fruitier, with cooler notes. Complex aromas picked up by the nose that give coffee its flavors were barely perceived at low pressure, unmasking caffeine's bitterness. So again, at low pressure in an airplane, the complex aromas that your nose picks up that gives coffee all those yummy flavors, people couldn't perceive it at low pressure. And who is doing this? Lufthansa's catering arm. Lufthansa sponsored the study and wants to use the data to improve their menus. Now, that's forward thinking, huh? Well, American Airlines are figuring out how much to charge you for your big belly. All right, let's talk to Walt, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Dr. Riddell. This is something else that's delicious. In Africa, I was watching this TV show about super swarms, and there's these swarms of flies, and the natives get caught in, and they get suffocate, and they have trouble breathing. They can barely breathe, but they make these fly burgers out of it. And I was wondering, don't flies carry disease? And how is this for eating? And what do you know about this?
Oh, well, eating insects, of course, is common in many places in the world. We just, we have aesthetic objections, but they're delicious, I'm told. I've never done it. A lot of protein. And raising insects for food is one way we could help the world with its starvation. I mean, it's a viable option as long as you come from a culture that does that. Now, the thing you're describing, gosh, I'm sorry I didn't see it, because when one day on the shores of Lake Victoria, my wife and I look out over the lake and see this huge black thing hovering over the lake. And we asked a local who said, oh, that was a swarm, and I think they said black flies. And then he told us and showed us with his arms that the locals would go out in their boats and go right into the middle of the cloud and swing around their frying pans like you and I might swing a tennis racket. And that the frying pan would accumulate enough of these flies and they just fry them up like that and make one big patty and eat it. So what you're describing is true, to my knowledge. Or was it mayflies? Wait a second. I can't remember. Some kind of fly. But it was impressive to see this black cloud. That's how thick it was. You couldn't see through it. I'm telling you, black. I'm not exaggerating. Not a shade of gray. Black cloud of these flies. As far as disease, as I recall, they were not disease-carrying organisms. Even if they were, let's say they were mosquitoes or they were regular house flies, which we do know can carry disease, cooking it should take care of it. So not suggesting it. I don't think we're going to be seeing fast fly joints across this, drive up fast fly joints across this country. But don't undersell the idea of how much protein there is in insects and what they could be made to taste like, and maybe make a protein base and slide it into your food. You wouldn't know. No, anyway. Well, that's actually a good way of getting kids to reduce weight, right? Just feed them fly burgers in school. They'll come home skinny. All right, let's talk to Marilyn. How you doing, Marilyn?
Hi. I think I may have gotten an insect bite yesterday, and it's really red and swollen, and it feels like a staph infection that I had a few years ago. I talked to my doctor, and he said, well, wait and see. I don't want to give you antibiotics just yet, but I wonder how much.
Well, your doctor's probably right, because it feels like a staph infection, which really doesn't have a specific feeling other than the swelling, the tenderness that comes with it, the redness. And, of course, with a staph infection, you're going to get, I got to use a P word here, I'm sorry, those of you eating lunch, pus. So when you see a little white area, or you can tell when bacteria are growing. That does not mean by scratching an insect bite you cannot get a bacterial infection from your hands or from the skin, but it would be too soon to use antibiotics. Only because if the doctor were to use antibiotics, then that'll kill off all the germs that are sensitive to that antibiotic and what's going to be left on your body. And they will overpopulate your body. All the germs that are resistant to antibiotics. So every time you take an antibiotic, it kills the sensitive germs, but it leaves the tougher ones behind, which then refill the space that has been freed up by the dying sensitive organisms, you see? So your doctor did the right thing. It's unlikely, but you'll know it if you've had a staph infection, which comes in many different forms. Let's not go over all of them, but you will, you know, you'll get something that looks like a really overgrown pimple. How's that? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
I'm Tom Shane, and on a recent diamond buying trip, I discovered the most brilliant and superbly faceted cushion-cut diamonds that I've ever seen. As a direct diamond importer, I immediately negotiated directly with that diamond cutter to get incredibly low prices on these cushion-cut diamonds for you, our customers. Like all Shane Company diamonds, our cushion-cut quality and prices allow you to buy more fire and brilliance for your money than at any other jeweler. In addition to our cushion cuts, we also have the largest selection of fancy-shaped diamonds in town, such as princess cuts, marquise, radiance, emerald cuts, ovals, and pear shapes. For the most diamonds in the most shapes and the most quality and beauty for your money, come to Shane Company.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at ShaneCo.com.
Bands on the beach at the admission-free Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk this Friday, July 16th. See Loverboy. Loverboy back at the beach. Two free shows at 6:30 in the evening.
The admission-free boardwalk is open daily. Descend into the dark dungeon in the new haunted castle. Go to beachboardwalk.com for great ride discounts.
It's Macy's one-day sale Saturday, preview day Friday, with morning specials from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Get 25 to 50% plus an extra 25% off swim for her. Sapphire and diamond accent earrings, $24.99. John Ashford polos, $9.99. All jacquard or embroidered seven-piece comforter sets, $59.99. And take 60% plus an extra 10% off closeout luggage. Macy's one-day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Morning there, sir.
Hey, I want you to do a radio ad about Geico's fast and easy claim service. Well, here's a list of things to talk about.
Goodness, lot to say here. 24-7 help with many claims settled in 48 hours, convenient auto repair express shops, outstanding emergency road service.
What if you sang a jingle or something?
Couldn't do that, sir. There's already a nice tune at the end of all my commercials.
There is?
Yeah, little guitar strum. Kind of goes like...
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, everybody. I've been reminded by my wife, among examples of people eating eating flies are pupae in Mono Lake in California. Local Native Americans used to. It's a very highly prized and important food source all through the world. Let's talk to Judy. How you doing, Judy?
Well, I'm fine. Got a question for you. I have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and they've been treating me with the Rituxan now for almost 5 years. At this point, I have it every 12 weeks. Well, about 6 months ago, I started having some pressure in my chest and trouble breathing. Went to the hospital, and I had fluid around my heart. Well, they ended up draining the fluid, 350 cc's, matter of fact. I guess it was quite a bit. And when they got in there, it was bloody. Well, nobody has been able to quite figure out where it came from. Any suggestion as to...
Yeah, well, I can give you the standard. I mean, what you're describing is called pericardial effusion. It's fluid around the heart. It's not a good thing because the lining, there's a bag. Your heart sits inside of a bag. And usually the walls of the bag, like a plastic bag, if you put some fruit in a plastic bag, clings to the fruit or vegetables, just like this does. If you put water in a plastic bag, and then there's an orange in there, you can see there's water between the orange and the bag. And if the orange wanted to pulsate, contract, and expand, it can't in the water. Water is not compressible. And the sac around the heart is also not stretchy. So this can be dangerous. It can reduce the efficacy of the heart pumping and cause a lot of problems. Well, it turns out there's all kinds of causes. Any kind of an inflammation in the pericardium, that's the bag. Any kind of obstruction of fluid drainage, of lymph flow, malignancies, and all kinds of things. The cause is your lymphoma. That's what caused it. And it doesn't mean that, you know, your lymphoma is out of hand. It can happen because lymphoma can block the flow of lymph channels in and around your heart. There's tons of lymph nodes all around your heart. And your lungs. There have been cases of even cancer in the pericardium, which is pretty rare. But it's very, very important, obviously, that when anytime, you know, for anybody, anytime you feel short of breath or you get any kind of discomfort in your chest, you see a doctor. It just makes no sense. No sense to ignore that symptom. You know, in your big toe, okay, fine, ignore that. But you only got one heart. And so often, those symptoms of heart disease and lung disease, people ignore them because they just think it's an extension of normal. You know, if I woke up a hill, I get a little out of breath, I'd say, oh, I'm a little out of shape. You know, I need to do more of this and more of that. Any time you have a symptom like that, difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, or pain in your chest, you see a physician. And then call me. How's that? Let's talk to Bob. How you doing, Bob? Welcome to the program.
Hi, yes. My wife is a insulin-dependent diabetic, and she likes to have a drink on occasion. And I'm sometimes torn, but it seems like that if her blood sugar is high and she has a drink, that it seems to, in some way, control it.
Yes, I don't... I would not keep her from having a drink once in a while. I mean, obviously, you sound like, you know, we're not dealing with someone who's in denial about their alcoholism. With diabetes, one of the problems that I have with what diabetics are told to eat and consume is that the studies that are used to support that advice are often done on the single food. In other words, you take a diabetic and you feed them a lot of pasta, but that's it, just pasta, a huge amount of pasta, and you find, oh my gosh, their blood sugar levels are going up. Therefore, tell people who are diabetic not to eat pasta. And that's the advice that you hear. And this whole glycemic index thing. The glycemic index is computed for each particular food. So if I give you pure sugar, your glycemic index is high, the sugar level goes up in your blood. If I give you, whole grain wheat, it doesn't go up so far. Well, it turns out that when you combine foods, it changes everything. How you cook the foods. Everything else in your diet plays a role. So I would have no problem allowing a diabetic to eat pasta. I would want to know what else you're eating. That's all. And it's funny, with all the pasta eaten in Italy, how they have a much lower diabetes rate than we do if pasta's so horrible. Rice is supposed to be the worst thing in the world. You don't see a lot of fat Asians. You do more nowadays. But they don't have the diabetes rate that we do, and yet they eat tons of rice. which we're told by our diabetes colleagues, you know, is a bad thing. Once again, test rice by itself in a person. Just give them rice, mono diet alone, you'll see the rise in blood sugar. But once again, what you eat with the rice. So I'm not making a big deal about it. You need to talk to your doctor. If you're finding real spikes with it, and depending, you know, the kind of alcohol and what she's drinking, the metabolism of alcohol should not, in a low, moderate usage, should not have a major effect on the outcome. Michael, this is Dr. Edel. Welcome to the program.
Yes, hi, Dr. Adele. I really enjoy the first book you wrote. I'd encourage anybody to pick it up.
I think it's the better one.
My question, when we get embarrassed and we turn red and we blush, is that the blood racing to our face? And why doesn't our legs and stomach and all that turn red, too? What's going on there?
Yeah, very good question, because the blood vessels in your face are the ones that respond, the blush response. And it's little teeny tiny blood vessels that are usually devoid of blood or have a little teeny blood trickling through them. All of a sudden you get embarrassed, or you have a drink if you have that gene, and those blood vessels simply pop open and there's more blood, and that gives you the pink color and the warmth. And it's probably a reflex to help you shed heat. You'll notice a lot of people get in the tropics, so they get really very hot from working out or outside. They blush because the blood is now moving closer to the surface via the blush response, and more heat is dissipated. And the reason it doesn't happen elsewhere is it just doesn't happen elsewhere. Those blood vessels are not primed and don't respond to the same nerve impulses and hormones that are secreted to do that. But it also varies. For instance, I don't mean to lower the level of a conversation, but a lot of people, especially women, when they have an orgasm, their upper chest and their neck area and their face will blush. A whole separate deal. It may have similar blood vessels, because when you blush, if you look in your upper chest, a lot of people will see there's some flushing there. So those blood vessels, because the head and neck area has so much blood flow, can be critical in getting rid of heat or conserving heat. This is why when people drink in the wintertime, they think it makes them warmer. And it does the opposite. When you have a drink, alcohol will dilate your blood vessels, make you blush. You lose more heat, even though you feel warm, because there's more blood in the superficial skin and your heat receptors pick it up. But truthfully, you are losing heat and more likely to die of hypothermia and exposure when you drink. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dean Adell here.
We've caught up with ultra-marathoner Dean Karnassus's knees, who are known for doing things like running 50 marathons in 50 days. So, knee, are you in the midst of another Herculean run?
Nope, just a quick 20-miler.
Whoa, that's quite a jog. How do you do it?
Two words, joint juice. Dean drinks it every day. See, it combines a daily supply of glucosamine with chondroitin and vitamin D3 to help keep me and all his other joints flexible and lubricated.
Even for runs like this?
Yep, joint juice was originally developed for pro athletes, but it works great for everyone's joints.
Well, that explains why you all seem so happy to keep on going. So, how many miles would you say you've clocked?
In our life? Wow, I'd say at least 100,000 miles. And we're ready for more.
There you have it. Ultra-marathoner Dean Karnassus and his extremely healthy, happy, and flexible joints.
Find joint juice at Nob Hill grocery stores and at your local mass merchandise and club stores.
What does your perfect summer day look like? Maybe it involves getting out and grilling up a masterpiece daily. Or having everyone over and having money left over. Safeway lets you have it all with thousands of everyday low prices and more great values when you use your club card. Like this week, Rancher's Reserve Top Round London Broil is only $1.99 a pound in the Extreme Value Pack. A pound of Sunworld Superior Green Seedless Grapes is just 87 cents. Also, a pound of Red Lion Nectarines sold exclusively at Safeway is only 99 cents. And you can mix and match your favorite cereals with the Buy 4, Save $4 event. Choose from products like General Mills Cheerios, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Golden Grahams, and many more. Buy 4 participating items in a single transaction with your club card and save $4 instantly. Plus, get a free box of Nature Valley granola bars. From club card specials to our everyday low prices, at Safeway, you'll always get what you want, when you want it, at the price you need. That's our promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
This is the hit program Tech and Talk with Ranjit and Chad. Caller, what is your issue?
Hey, I'm sick of paying a different amount every
month on my cell phone bill.
I advise you to switch to Metro PCS. They have a $40 a month unlimited plan where taxes and fees are included, so you get the same bill month after month. Wait, Chad is telling me you are the show's 1,000th caller.
Oh, really?
Your prize is a romantic night of dining at the restaurant of your choice with Chad. Madam?
They always hang up.
Someday you will find your dream girl.
Love scoffs at me like a monkey who's stolen a mango.
Get unlimited nationwide talk, text, and web for $40 a month. Period. Taxes and regulatory fees included. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Wireless for all. Certain restrictions apply. Some services not available in all covered areas. Coverage not available everywhere. Payment fees not included. It may apply. Visit MetroPCS.com or a Metro PCS store for information on specific terms and conditions of service, coverage areas, handset capabilities, and applicable restrictions. Nationwide long distance available only in continental U.S. and Puerto Rico. Rate services and features subject to change.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dina. Thank you so much for getting my call. I just want to find out, because in all these years I've been visiting doctor's offices, it's always the same attitude on all of them, no exception. The staff are either stern, they're so detached, so aloof, and they don't seem to show any compassion no matter how sick the patient is. How come they're all the same?
Yes, that's very, very sad. You know, I've seen it a lot. You know, there are many doctors in their offices have no idea the impression their staff is making on a person. And it's a rare individual that can maintain a special person. And you see this all through medical care. I, for instance, in nursing homes, that to me, those are the true heroes. When I go in a nursing home and I see the hard work and the caring and the smiles and the compassion, I just want to pat people on the back and give them an award. Now, in a doctor's office, sometimes the staff is beleaguered. Sometimes the doctor is a very poor manager, doesn't even communicate this. I think it's important for you as a patient to let the doctor know. Just slide him a little note. Tell him when you're in the examining room, even. Because if you send a letter, likely the staff person is going to be the one opening it. And there is no excuse for it. But sometimes they're overworked, they're crazy, people are abusive. I'm not giving blame. It's just that if you're going to take a job like that, and you may be competent in the subtype of the job you're doing, but it's a people business, and you're the first person that sick person sees, and it's really quite a skill to make people feel safe and cared about, as well as do whatever you need to do for them competently. Very, very, very difficult. Joe, Dr. Riedel here. We only got half a minute. Let's do it.
Doctor, I have a question on the color of my urine.
Mm-hmm.
One time years ago, I was taking multivitamins, and I noticed that my urine got awful. Much yellower than normal.
Sure.
And now, this time, now I've been off multivitamins for years. And one time I noticed.
Well, Joe, you're out of time here. I told you had a half a minute. Basically, if it's happening again, there are real causes like gallbladder problems, etc. Usually it's dehydration. That's the most important thing. And certain foods, you know, like beets and colored vegetables, etc. So fiddle around with that, see if you can't figure out a cause. I'm Dr. Dina Dell. That's the program. Till the next one, be well.
This show was pre-recorded. Thank you for listening.
And now, the continuing adventures of Coit Man.
Good morning.
Floor?
One, please.
I see on your Coit shirt your name's Brian.
Yeah.
Coit cleans carpets and upholstery, right?
And draperies, area rugs, tile and grout and air ducts.
I have three kids, two dogs that shed, and a clumsy husband, so...
Well, now's a good time to save, because for a limited time, we're offering 35% off any cleaning service.
Stop the elevator.
What?
Hit the red button!
Okay.
Are you telling me that if I call 1-800-4-COIT, you'll give me 35% off carpet, upholstery, draperies, and area rugs?
And tile and grout and air duct cleaning. You can also go to Coit.com.
35% off?
Yeah, for a limited time.
Oh, that's something my shedding husband will appreciate.
Shedding dog?
Shedding dog?
Yeah.
Shedding dog, clumsy husband.
Right.
For a limited time, call 1-800-4-COIT and save 35% on carpet, upholstery, drapery, area rug, tile and grout, or air duct cleaning. Plus, get a money-back guarantee from the world's number one cleaning professional. Call 1-800-FOR-COIT or go to COIT.com and save 35%. People you trust Coit. Discounts do not apply to service charges.
Dr. Dina Dell.
If you need fertility treatments, you need to deal with real experts. You need to go to a place that really specializes in this subject. It's very complicated.
Pacific Fertility Center is that kind of place.
For me, it started with my mother-in-law. She asked if I wanted to have kids. I told her I'd always wanted to have children, but it reached a point where I thought it could never happen. She suggested I call Pacific Fertility Center.
At Pacific Fertility Center, their physicians are experts in the field of infertility. So whether it's for you, your daughter, or your granddaughter, Pacific Fertility Center provides the latest in high-tech treatments.
On Christmas Eve, I received a call at my mom's house. I was pregnant. I cannot sufficiently describe the elation. I was finally going to be a mother. That Christmas Eve was the best of my life because I trusted Pacific Fertility Center to help me to have the family I had always wanted.
To make an appointment for a free doctor phone consultation or to attend an infertility seminar this Wednesday, call 888-834-3095 or go to Pacific Fertility Center.com.